Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. We spoke live on Newsline earlier with Con Ed spokesman Alfonso Quiro, who said the utility is asking everybody to pitch in to keep those lights on.
We are asking customers in Southwest Bronx, Central Queens, and Eastern Brooklyn to conserve use of their energy.
Well, he says Con Ed is having some equipment issues in that area, in those areas, but if everybody cuts consumption a bit, it should allow crews to make the necessary repairs before any larger issues should occur. Police are releasing a video right now of the suspect who punched a man in the back of the head in the meatpacking district and stole his wallet and cell phone. This happened Monday, 11th of July, at about 9 o'clock at night on West 13th Street. Police have released the video, and you can check it out at 1010winds.com. Congestion pricing, as you might know and might be dreading, is coming to New York, but some New Jersey lawmakers say Garden State residents should not have to pay that extra tax, and so they've come up with a proposal. We hear about that for Newsline from our Glenn Shuck.
The new legislation pushes back against what Josh Gottheimer calls the Manhattan Moocher Tax, a congestion pricing that is whacking Jersey drivers, he says. He would work with state lawmakers on this bill to help commuters stay and work in the Garden State and incentives to bring businesses from New York across the Hudson.
This is all about staying in Jersey to incentivize New York businesses to open up regional offices in northern New Jersey so people don't have to commute and spend all that money and time and wasted productivity. They can be home to see their kids at night, support our local businesses, not sit in traffic for 2 hours.
New Jersey, he says, has only begun to fight. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds News.
A guy arrested for attempted murder is now on the loose. Cops say he was being processed at the 40th Precinct in the Bronx when he shoved a detective and made a run for it. The Daily News reporting the 23-year-old had been uncuffed when he seized the opportunity. He was last seen running along Morris Avenue. The city is scrambling to figure out what to do to house the influx of immigrants being bussed up from Texas. The city council holding a hearing this morning on the shelter intake process after some immigrants were left sleeping in city offices.
The hearing diving into why the city's shelter capacity is at 1% when advocates like the Legal Aid Society say it should be at least 5%. And staff attorney Josh Goldfein says the Adams administration claims the increase is solely because of asylum seekers.
But that can't be that every single person who came in this summer above and beyond was already in shelter was an asylum seeker.
But they say the city didn't prepare for the expected surge fueled by the end of COVID eviction protections and rising rents. Catherine Trapani is executive director of Homeless Services United. She says there are solutions to the problem.
Prevention, it is shelter, it is housing. We need all three of those.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
New video is out this morning which shows four teens opening fire on a 17-year-old on a Jamaica Queens street. Police are hoping you recognize those suspects. The video shows the 17-year-old running across 118th Avenue, trying to get away from the shooters. This happened at 5 in the afternoon yesterday. Well, the victim struck in the leg, expected to recover. The video up on 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.